This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's a sign of how tough things are for the airline industry. Southwest, yes, even Southwest, has lost money for three consecutive quarters. That's after the airline had 71 straight quarters of profitability. The discount airline still includes free checked luggage in the price of a ticket. And as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, the financial wisdom of that strategy is now in question.
Fly out of Dallas Love Field on a weekday, and it sure doesn't seem like passenger loads are down.
Welcome to Southwest Airlines. Did you want to use the kiosk to check yourself in, or do you need to speak to an agent?
Just a kiosk would be great.
Come on in here, baby.
The airport is packed. The line through the metal detectors is long. Lots of people dressed up. Looks like there are still plenty of business meetings going on in Texas. But it's true, passenger loads are down 13%. Even with the big drop in the price of jet fuel, carriers are losing money.
The big problem is for every dollar that we've seen reduced in fuel expense, we've also lost a similar amount, ironically enough, in revenues.
Gary Kelly is the CEO of Southwest Airlines. His airline has lost $267 million over the last three quarters. While it's estimated that competitors like US Air might generate as much as $400 million a year in revenue by unbundling services previously included in an airline ticket, Southwest is leaving that money on the table. So if the idea is to make a profit, is Kelly's decision a dumb move or a smart idea?
Find me one example of somebody who likes paying a baggage fee. If you look at our customer traffic in 2008, as we were forced to raise fares last year, our numbers fell off.
After the financial collapse, airfare pricing has gotten even fiercer. Southwest historically has focused on market share. Kelly wants to fill his planes with hopefully loyal passengers who are happy to have their suitcase and golf clubs flying along for free. But if Southwest CEO is satisfied with his luggage fee strategy, his competitors are satisfied with their strategies too. Without baggage fees, losses for the other carriers would almost certainly be worse. Richard Abulafia is an analyst with the Teal Group, and he says carriers have to staunch the bleeding.
As you watch ticket prices fall, and travel's never been so cheap, the least you can do is kind of break out the individual costs and pass them directly to the customer. Like, here's what it costs us to transport your bags.
Round-trip ticket prices are routinely below $300, even cross-country. But if a family of four checks two bags each, that's $320 extra. Originally, these fees were a reaction to fuel prices. Now there's the issue of collapsing demand.
Well, if it weren't for falling fuel prices, the airlines would just be hemorrhaging cash. You've got traffic dropping at record levels because of the recession. Then, of course, you've got yields, the prices paid per ticket, also still falling. So basically, it's like winning the lottery, except if you didn't win the lottery, you'd be in the poorhouse.
The legacy airlines are expected to take hundreds of millions of dollars in ancillary fees and put them in their empty coffers. That's the bird in the hand. Southwest is focusing on the two in the bush, market share and customer loyalty. It's not clear who will have the better meal. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.